A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Women's Roundtable, where we look at issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, September the 28th, 2023. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight we're looking at women's participation in Zimbabwean politics and the way forward for the Southern African nation following the holding of disputed harmonized elections last month. But before we dive deep into our main topic, let's take a look at other issues. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin returns to the U.S. Thursday after wrapping up his first tour across the African continent as Defense Secretary. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Bob is traveling with Austin and has details from his trip.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin started his tour in Djibouti, home to the primary U.S. military base on the African continent. There, he met with Djiboutian leaders and the Somali president, whose forces, Austin said, had made more progress against the Al-Shabaab terror group in the past year than the previous 5 years combined. Austin then turned to Kenya.
How are you?
He visited a base in Manda Bay near the Somali border, where a terrorist attack in 2020 killed 3 Americans.
Message here being very clear that the war on terror still remains top on the agenda of the American government.
The American and Kenyan defense secretaries signed a 5-year security agreement to support working together against their common terror threat. Austin also pledged $100 million in support of Kenyan security deployments as Kenya prepares to lead a multinational peacekeeping mission to Haiti to combat gang violence.
Kenya is ready. Kenya is willing to lead that multinational peacekeeping force that will go to Haiti.
Austin ended his trip on Africa's western coast in Angola, the first U.S. defense secretary to ever visit the country. Both nations are hopeful that Angola can dump Russia as its arms supplier and opt for American-made weapons.
Africa deserves better than outsiders trying to tighten their grip on this continent. Africa deserves better than autocrats selling cheap guns and pushing mercenary forces like the Wagner Group or depriving grain from hungry people around the world.
Austin called out African military juntas without naming Burkina Faso, Gabon, Mali, or Niger. It was his most forceful rhetoric since the military removed Niger's elected president from power in July.
When generals overturn the will of the people and put their own ambitions above the rule of law, security suffers and democracy dies. Militaries exist to defend their people and not to defy them. And Africa needs militaries that serve their citizens and not the other way around.
France decided this week to withdraw its military forces from Niger by the end of the year. And analysts say the U.S. could follow suit should the Nigerian military not return the elected government to power.
Niger has become the key hub, the key center of counterterrorism operations for the U.S. and France in the region. And if this is if it's cut back or if it's reduced or if it's ended, it will. There is no other assets in the region that the U.S. can use.
The U.S. has so far kept its forces in Niger, but the Pentagon has declined to conduct counter-terror operations with Niger's military. Carla Babb, VOA News, Luanda, Angola.
And now we also take you to Harare, where the Parere Nyathwa Group of Hospitals says open heart surgeries that started in June after a 5-year hiatus are going on well. And out of 12 patients operated on, one woman died. Cardiologist Kudzai Kanyepi says she decided to stay in Zimbabwe to provide a service for her people despite getting lucrative offers abroad. She speaks to Studio 7's reporter Rutendo Mawere on her journey so far as a female cardiologist.
Ndiri wekutanga muZimbabwe. kwanza kuita specialization e. Same to my Jaga kosha kuti vamwewo vari kutraina sana chiremba vasikana vakura vaone kuti aiwa madzimai anokwanisa kuita zvese. Kazhinji kacho maoperations aya makatarisa kana musub-Saharan Africa ane zvane varume. Even imomo muAfrica tiri vashoma ndingati tiri maybe about 14 or 15 vakadzi vanokwanisa kuita maoperation aya. Saka zvinhu zvinondipa mufaro mukuru kuti ndinokwanisa kuoperata ndichibatsira vanhu vemuZimbabwe neskill yandikakwanisa kuwanawo nekudzidza kwandikakwanisa kuitawo tichikwanisa kubatsira vanhu vanenge vachinoitawo maoperation aya.
Chiremba vamwe vari kutotizawo muZimbabwe vachienda kumafuru manyoro, imi zvii zviri kuita kuti murambe mune
iyo mibvunzo yandinobvunzwa kakawanda and kuidaira kunonetsa. Mwoyo wangu waida kudzoka kuZimbabwe. Yes, ndakakudzai kuti kana kuCanada kana kuUK vese vaikwanisa kuti uyai mumboshanda nesu. Kana even kuSouth Africa kwandikatraina vakati chimbogara mumboshanda nesu. Chakanditi ndidzoke is because vanhu vedu vanonida service iyi. Havasi vese vanokwanisa kuenda kuIndia. And tese takavatiza anozovarapa ndiani. Inini ndakazoitawo hama inozoitawo problem iyi indatizawo anozosara achirapo hama yangu ndiani. Ndo zvimwe zvakanditi ndidzoke. Asi mhuri yangu ichiri kunoku and kunoku kumba. Hakuna kumwe kwandichati kumba except muZimbabwe. Saka hapana angatize kumba. Munhu wese anofarira kudzoka kumba.
Tikuona kuti kune vakaitwa operation vazhinji vacho vanhukadzi. Zvoreva here kuti vanhurume havana chirwere ichi munyika?
Aiwa, zvireva izvozvo. Chatinoona kazhinji kacho varume vanozvisimbisa. Anogona kuzvimba makumbo oserera kana after 2 days oti andi right achaende kunoona chiremba. Tinokurudzira varume especially varume vanoti kana kwaita campaign yekuti men's health week kana kuti men's health month muna November vakuenda notsvaka chiremba. Aiwa, varume vane chirwere chemwoyo vanogona kutowanda kupfuura vakadzi vacho, asi havasi kushandana chiremba. Ngavaende noongororwa before nyaya yacho yainyanya kana chirwere chacho chanyanya kuenda mberi.
That there was Dr. Kudzai Kanyepi, a female cardiologist, speaking to Studio 7's Rutendo Mawere. Meanwhile, the president of the Medical Women's International Association, Dr. Eleanor Nwadinobi, speaking on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly in New York, urged African leaders to prioritize women empowerment and implement recommendations reached during these high-level meetings.
I want African leaders to speak up for the continent and for the world, to say time has come for us to recognize that we are one humanity. Time has come for us to understand that health is indeed wealth. No matter how much money you have, when you are unwell, unhealthy, you might find yourself spending the entire financial resources you have. The inequity that we see, racism that we see, colonialism that we see, including neo-colonialism, thrives. The issues that we have, the violence against women and girls, that showed us an exponential rise. You know what happened?
What happened?
Women were locked down with their abusers. Women were locked away from their faith, their friends, their family. Women were locked into mental health challenge cages.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, we had a pandemic of violence against women and girls, femicide. 1 in 3 women and girls suffering that violence so much so that UN Women called it the shadow pandemic. Some called it the pandemic within the pandemic. The United Nations Secretary General made a clarion call. He said, let there be a ceasefire behind the doors of homes. Mm-hmm. So in order for us to be prepared, whether it's in Africa or outside of Africa, we must make sure we're prepared to bring an end to violence against women and girls. We make sure that there's vaccine equity. We make sure that there's information. We make sure that you don't have people who are not ready to share the patents of vaccines. I could go on and on. Let me stop here.
Thank you so much.
That there was Dr. Eleanor Nwadinonobi speaking to me on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly in New York. Now back to our main topic. Women's groups are crying foul over the appointment of only 6 out of 26 cabinet ministers recently appointed by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. The 6 women are Industry and Commerce Minister, Mrs. Thembiso Nyoni, Information Communications and Technology Minister, Mr. Tenda Mavetera, Sports Minister Ms. Kirsty Coventry, Tourism and Hospitality Minister Ms. Barbara Rozi, Defense Minister Mrs. Opa Muchinguri Kashiri, and Women's Affairs Minister Mrs. Monica Muchangwa. There are several women who were appointed deputy ministers, but women's group says this is far below what they expected in the cabinet. And at the same time, Zimbabweans are waiting anxiously to hear the outcome of the SADC Troika meeting convened online by President Hakainde Hichilema of Zambia, which discussed, amongst many issues, the outcome of Zimbabwe's August elections. Observer missions from SADC, African Union and European Union said the elections fell short of regional and international standards. The opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, led by Nelson Chamisa, is calling for fresh elections, while ZANU-PF is digging in and saying the election season is over, and we will also discuss this issue. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss these issues, we are joined by Roselyn Ngube, the spokesperson of the Labour Economics and Africa Democrats, and Helen Kadirire of the Women's Academy for Leadership and Excellence. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes, and I will start off with you, Helen Kadirire. Your organization did like a post-mortem of what we saw coming out of these elections. What did you actually analyze and what did you find regarding the amount of women who are actually involved in politics and those that now have leadership positions within the government or parliament?
Our organization looks into issues of leadership. That is our main forte. Mm-hmm. And we have been looking at the number of women who took part in elections, starting from candidate selection, internal party candidate selection, all the way until now when we have the ministers. And we found out that since then, the number of women has continued into gradual decline from the years before. We even found out that even for those for the candidates that were participating, the women candidates that were participating in the 2022 and 2024 August elections, were very, very low as compared to 2018. In this year, we only had 70 women candidates who were contesting, which is very low compared to 2018 when we had over 600. And of those 70, only 21 women managed to succeed in the election, which is very low. And then come to the cabinet ministers, we only have 6 women out of 23, which is in itself shows a lack of political will from the powers that be who are paid to actually let women take up and occupy these leadership positions, despite them being willing and being capable enough to take on the challenges that are put in front of them.
Mm-hmm. But we've also seen the president recently appointed Mrs. Virginia Mabiza as the first female attorney general for the country with effect from November 1. Is this a step in the right direction or a little bit too late?
Well, there are baby steps. We've noticed, even apart from the appointment of Mrs. Virginia Mabiza, we're looking at the local authorities. So far, we have about 6 women mayoresses and deputies. So this is actually a slow but steady step towards the realization, albeit though the numbers still being very, very low.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Let me come to you now, Roselyne Ncube of LEAD. Mungaonesei zviri kuitika munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika takanyanyotarisa nemapositions ari kutorwa nemadzimai.
Yeah, waswera sei komadzilas.
Aiwa, ndaswera. Taurai henyu.
Yeah. Sezvo tiziva kuti inini ndiri kubva kubato rinotungamirirwa nemunhukadzi, tiri kutotarisira kuti vanhukadzi dei vabudirira, vanhukadzi dei vasimukira, hatisi kutombofara nezvakaitika, nokuti tiri kuona kuti pane 21% yevanhukadzi vapinda mupolitiki. Uyezve Zimbabwe, sezvo uchiziva kuti inyika inongotongwa nevarume, tingati patriarchal state ine chirungu, saka tiri kuona kuti vanhukadzi vanovhundusirwa, vanhukadzi hapana anokwanisa kusimuka chaizvo chaizvo anenge achitya. Ndosaka isusu takazoita yedu bato redu iri rinotungamirwa naPresident Linda Masavira, vachiva ndivo president vedu, national chair vedu ndiCaroline, then spokesperson ndini Roselyne Ncube. Saka takaona kutoti hazvisi kutoita, tiriuda kuti vakadzi vasimuke, nokuti tikuona kuti maelections akapera kuitwa awa kwakangopinda vakadzi 21% chete. Iko zvino chero tikatarisa mukabhineti ya president Mnangagwa, tiri kuona kuti vakadzi vashomesa, for which is tikatarisa pamumbiro romutemo chairo chairo riri kuti zvona tiite hafu hafu, which is 50% tese takanyatoenzana. But tiri kuona kuti just because pane patriarchal state iri kuitika muZimbabwe ndo zvairi, saka tiri kuona kuti havasi kuda kuti vakadzi vasimukire, havasi kutomboda izvozvo, vari kuda kuti vakadzi varambe vari vashoma ivo vachitonga sevanhurume nokufunga kwavanenge vachiita ivo. Asi tichiti tiri mudhemokrasi, hatisi kuona kuti dhemokrasi yacho iri kushanda papi, saka ticharwisa kusvika tatopinda tiitewo pamusoro. Tikuda hangu kutenda president Mnangagwa, Mnangagwa, nokupinza kwaazoitawo nandikiro wokutanga atomujenera wokutanga wechikadzi muno muZimbabwe. Tiri kutoti aiwa idanho rakanaka, but aiwa hazvisirizvo chaizvo chaizvo zvatiri kuda. Tiri kuda kuti zvinyatsokuwedzerwa chaizvo chaizvo chaizvo. Uyezve 2028 tiri kutoti zvona tiri kuda kuti Zimbabwe itongwe nomunhukadzi, isazotongwa futi nevarume, nokuti hatisi kuda kuti varume varambe vachitonga, tiite tichinjana pachiti pakapindawo president wechikadzi popinda president wechirume. Saka tiri kuona kutoti
aiwa, ndandichakubata ipapo kuti tinzwezve kwamuri muchitaura nendevele, kuti chii chatichiri kuita kuti madzimai vakawanda vasanyanyopinda munyaya idzi dzezvematongerwo enyika. Mupindure yenyu inisi ndevele.
All right. nesindebele sibona ukuthi khona abantu abaningi abesithazana akabangeni kupolitics ngani ngokuthi eZimbabwe kulokudlwangudlwangu umuntu engusazi ngaqalisa ukuthi esukumise ilizwi lakhe ekhulume phezu kwepolitics siyezwa kuthiwa khona hhayi leli lihule lo unjani ulabantwana lo bayaqalisa ukudinga ukuthi khona vele khona kudala wawuphila njani njengomuntu engusazi baza kutshela ukuthi wana
lalaba. Ms. Nube, please hold on. Let me just quickly take a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hey, Tukutawara, nani murukupi caller?
Thank you, man. Murukutawara, najusu. Sama, tindruku South Africa.
Taura, iti nzwe, murukunzwe, iri mudariro, inyaye kuti mazimai. Avasukunyanso wanamkana wakati chete chete, kuti wapinde mnyazeshe matongeru wenyika. Imi munozu, unaseishi?
Izvozvo zvakashata kudzimirira vana mazimai vaifana vari vanhu vanofana kupinda munhau yezvematongerwo enyika nenhau yokuti maraiti avo anofanira kunge aripo nguva dzese panenge pachitaurwa izvozvo.
Asi imi semaonero enyu, pane zvamuri kuita here kukudzawo vana kana vechisikana muchivaudzawo kuti aiwa mikana yakaenzana kana vachida kuita zvematongerwo enyika ngavaiti kana hanzvadzi kana mudzimai?
Ichokwadi ndizvo tinotovarairidza kuti mikana yakaenzana mikana 50-50 asi kuti zvakangofanana chero tikavarairidza iyo nyika yacho ichitongwa nedemo hapana zvekuzviita nekuti vakadzi vanekodzerodzavo kutora zvavanodavo.
Saka remangwana mungada kuona rakamira sei?
Ramangwana taitoti kuda United States neAfrica neEU ne zvingamiramira pamusoro pemavhoti atakadirwa aya titozivire kuti zvingamirawo sei pene ramangwana.
Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvo mukoma Blessing, muve nezuva rakanaka. Back to you to Ms. Ncube, you can carry on in Ndebele.
Yes, from kuti vadzini zvinhu zvimbo vazvenzayo kodwa mama vengavantu vesilisa havakudhini loku kuti kona kumbovawo vamitisa amakadzana mangani kodwa vayagijimeri kuti ava vafazi sibonisa vafazi kuti vaesava nokuti zverevengene nokuti noma singazesivone kuintaneti sivini uyave nokoritetisa ivi mumawhatsapp groups tingati izame kuti kona lienzi zimbabwe liifunayo kumbe lifoma magroupu tiyavonsideya nokoritetiswa nomuntu ongakwaziyo nokuti uhlala ngaphi uvela ngaphi mbova uphila njani kuya kutyela ukuthi awulandoda wena layo ekutyela ukuthi wena urihule wena ungasohule ekutyela izinto eziningi abantu angabhazi abaningi bayesaba bayesaba vele ukungena nekanonsithi abamkhazana bayesaba abanye amakhazana ezamadede abafuzele bathathe bebatyela umthoni ngalokhu yenza into zepolitics mina angutathi anisatshadi lawe izinto zonke zenezo ziyenza ukuthi khona umntwana oyinkazana ibuyele emuva siyathaba sibine ngokuthi ngaphe emasvingo sibona ukuthi khona kwangena umntwana omncane sibe wayezume wasukuma wayezimeya ele 25 years sithi khona hayi siyabonga sibi khonapho ukuthi khona umntwana oyinkazana uke wasukuma wafika kulevel yena leyo kodwa abaningi bakhona vele abantu besifazane bezimbabwe bayesaba vele bayesaba ukuthi a bayesaba ukuyalwa ngamadoda abo sibili amadoda abo ayakatshela ukuthi kona once ngapho ukuhamba kuphela uyenze okwepolitics lihule yabo kuthi ulala lamaminizambe yabo ula lobobani then ungasabuye emzini wami izinto zonke lezo ziyenza ukuthi khona abantu abesifazana behlale phansi because sibona nje ukuthi khona noma isivivitesikhala ngayo lana noma kuparliamenti noma ngathi siyayihlela ngokuthi ngabalutshwa abantu angabhaza abasukumayo bethi khona hayi sesiyenza ipolitics nomuntu sesiyekuma siyenzela mgumbe ugadlela mbiwani baye besesaba futhi siyabona ukuthi khona abantu angasazi asivotelani thina sodwa siyavele uyezwa umuntu esithi khona hayi unakabani vele angivoteli ngavotela ukusakabani anti yabona ukuthi khona abantu vele bafuna ukuthi khona bethole ukuthi befundiswe ukuthi khona hayi noma umuntu ongusazi yakwanisa la uyenza khona kokwanisa umuntu oyindoda.
Thank you, Ms. Ncube. Let me take a caller from South Africa. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Makadi, caller.
Tinofara Makadi.
Aiwa, tiri wadi taura enyu, tinzwe tiri kutaura nani, motipo ofungwa dzenyu.
Uri kutaura na Tawanda Ndlovu.
Ehe, taura iti nzwe.
Ya, inini panyaya ngachitaurwa iyi. Maerano ne zvirikuitika kuZimbabwe Na isusu yoda tisukufara sofa kutawara kuno kututore wano mandori muno mzimbo ya South Africa tukutotambura zinga iti kana yo vachinge vari wakuru vacho vachinge vachitadza kuda kuti vange vasinga adi kubuda pachinzimbo pacho varoda kuti tiite sei isusu muno munenge South Africa matiri.
Aiwa tinotenda chaizvo mukoma vari pa South Africa pomuve nezuva rakanaka.
Aiwa tinotenda but mutofa vanofanira kuti vachizviwawo kuti zvichemo zvedu ka zvinofanira kufamba sei because tirikutambura muno matiri muno haisi nyika yedu inoyati.
Thank you so much. Coming to you, Helen Kadarire of WAUP, you heard what Ms. Ncube was saying there about the reasons why some women might end up not wanting to join politics. From your studies, what have you seen as the major impediments for women coming into politics?
I mean, for women, there are a myriad of challenges why they don't enter into politics. But we'll look at some of the major ones, and the top being violence. Violence is mostly perpetrated by men, and women, unfortunately, become the victims of it, whether directly or indirectly. Women are always in the firing line of violence, and this is just one of the major reasons why they don't enter into politics, because they end up being afraid of the violent nature that politics has. Another reason is the resources. This year, one of the major reasons why many women failed to actually file the nomination papers at the nomination court was because of the money that was being charged by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. Many women, even some men, failed to come up with that $1,000 needed. And we also have examples of the women presidential candidates themselves who failed to come up with that. One had to go to court and one, while the other, unfortunately, had her case thrown out. So it meant that she only had one woman candidate for presidential elections this year. Another reason is also because women don't have the time because of our domestic work at home. Taking the time at home, taking care of the children, taking care of the household, taking care of other vulnerable groups. So they don't have time to attend meetings, to go for rallies, to go and campaign. And these are just some of the reasons why women fail to get into politics.
So from your observation, what can be done as the country awaits the next election, which will be in 2028? Are there any things that can be fixed so that we have more women getting into politics?
I think to fix this, we need the principles to actually have a political will. We had an Indaba before elections, while we had an Indaba before elections, where most of the political parties that were taking part attended. And they actually stated them, all of them stated that unless the principals of the political parties themselves have the will to field equal numbers of men and women, it is not going to happen. It will not going to happen. The numbers will continue going down. As the women's movement, I think now we need to employ new measures, and if not radical measures, that unless these women are there, we will continue having low numbers. Chief among those, and Walter has been stating this since last year, we need to change our electoral system from first past the post to proportional representation. This will actually safeguard our women from the ills of violence, from the ills of lack of financial resources and so forth. So we need that to actually happen. New strategies need to improve. We need to actually sit business and come up with new strategies. Otherwise, 2028, we may not have women at all in cabinet and in parliament.
Thank you so much. Thank you there to my guests, Helen Kadarire, and also Rosalind Ncube of LEAD. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, saying have a very good night, Zimbabwe.